This is an address entitled Discipleship by Josiah C. Merriman, a teacher of Christian Science. This is his association address of 1960. Introduction. The overall subject for the 1960 association address was discipleship. This word means practice and practitioners. Living Christian Science is true discipleship. The platform. You who have memorized the platform have found how rewarding it is. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "When the platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated." Close quote. To progress rapidly in Christian Science, study the letter and imbibe the spirit. Memorizing the platform is constant communication with God. Discipleship. You are disciples of Christ in the highest sense. You have given your lives to the study of the Bible and the works of Mary Baker Eddy. The world is looking to you because you have an understanding of the truth and are aware of the power that is yours. You have a definite purpose and responsibility. Jesus said, quote, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Close quote. You are indeed disciples. You are continuing in his word. Quote, "When it is learned that spiritual sense and not the material senses convey all impressions to man, man will naturally seek the science of his spiritual nature, and finding it, will be God-endowed for discipleship." Close quote. So, being God-endowed for discipleship, you are on your own. It is your responsibility. You know what power is yours when equipped by God. You have the divine capacity. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "He, Jesus, did life's work aright, not only in justice to himself, but in mercy to mortals, to show them how to do theirs, but not to do it for them, nor to relieve them of a single responsibility." Close quote. The first day of class, you were told that you were Christian Science practitioners. And from then on, you enlisted to take every problem back to God, to reverse the error and see all from the standpoint of mind. You have been and you are proving your discipleship. You have cultivated and unfolded your understanding by constant study of Mrs. Eddy's works. You must believe, which means to be firm and constant. Jesus said, quote, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do." Close quote. Jesus was speaking not of a bygone age, but in the present tense. What greater assurance or encouragement do you need than that? As a true disciple, you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill. There is only progress and success for you. The world needs you. You are the only people who think out from mind with understanding. Quote, he who sees most clearly and enlightens other minds most readily keeps his own lamp trimmed and burning. Close quote. This is your position. Thinking as you do, your influence is far-reaching. Your work must, and will, produce a tremendous leavening effect. Mrs. Eddy said in the March primary class, quote, we today, in this classroom, are enough to convert the world if we are of one mind. For then the whole world will feel the influence of this mind. Close quote. This statement is as true today as it was 70 years ago. Unfolding our discipleship and advancing in our metaphysical understanding, we are better able to cope with the problems and temptations besetting the world today. These subtle suggestions, becoming more complex and insidious as time goes on, demand a full consecration, a greater alertness. They make us think and act from the standpoint of mind as all in all. Understanding that mind is all in all. Everything we behold is mind appearing. Thus we have no excuse in attempting to deal with anything from any other standpoint. We cannot deviate one iota, and we need not. In the message for 1901, we read, quote, what Jesus' disciples of old experienced, his followers of today will prove, namely, that a departure from the direct line in Christ costs a return under difficulties. Only a firm foundation in truth can give a fearless wing and a sure reward. Close quote. The word disciple means to learn. Usually, disciple is referred to as a follower of Christ Jesus. The synonyms for disciple are prophet, scholar, and follower. So we are pupils and scholars, also followers. Mrs. Eddy is our forever leader, and she tells us, quote, follow your leader only so far as she follows Christ. Close quote. From the word disciple, we have the word discipline. Discipline is concerned with instruction. It means training which corrects, molds, strengthens, or perfects. Sometimes discipline is not pleasant. We have to learn the hard way through experience. Usually this is the suffering way, but when we are receptive, we learn through Christian Science, and this is the pleasant way. We are rewarded. We come easily into the abundant life. You are mind's opportunity, since you are eternally showing forth mind. Then opportunity is omnipresent. How could it be absent or lost? Being the true and exact reflection, man obeys God in every detail. Man is the obedience of God. Quote, never absent from your post, never off guard, never ill-humored, never unready to work for God, is obedience. Close quote. true discipleship is obedience. It is obeying the commandments and living the Beatitudes. Jesus said, quote, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Close quote. J.B. Phillips' translation of this beatitude is, quote, "Happy are the utterly sincere, for they will see God." Close quote. The disciple who is sincere and pure will be fruitful in his work. Purity is defined as being really oneself. Blessed are those who fully realize that they do not have one quality that is not God-derived. To be pure is to have that mind with you that Christ Jesus had. It is having no thought whatever that God, the one and only mind, does not have. Thus, you have only what God, the one mind, imparts to you, his man, his beloved son. The word scholar is a synonym for disciple. You are scholars of the highest order. You are metaphysicians, and as such, you are translating matter back into mind and seeing that all is subjective.